What's good with y'all? Listen, this podcast is sponsored by none other than Niche Clothing. Go to nicheclothing.net. That's www.nicheclothing.net, which is spelled N-I-C-H-E, clothing.net. Put in my specific promo code, HHWL2023, and you can get 10% off of crew neck sweaters, sweatsuits, hoodies, t-shirts. We got all of that. We're going to have y'all right for the spring and the summer. That's www.nicheclothing.net. Promo code is HHWL2023. And remember, no niche is too small if it's yours.
Glasses in the air, toast to a higher power, 'cause what you tuning into right now is Lito's Happy Hour. Lito's Happy Hour, this is where it's at. Raw and uncut, we giving real facts. Educating, entertaining all the people. And when it comes to podcasts, it ain't nothing equal. Giving people knowledge they can put in action. All the way authentic, we ain't never capping. Exclusive interviews, 'cause we ain't never lacking. The others, they just talking, and we bout the action. Huh. Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. This is Lito's Happy Hour.
Gang, you already know the vibes. It's your boy Wavy Lee, and you now tapping in with the illest podcast, Happy Hour with Lito.
What's up with it? This Flamborghini. You are now tuned in to the Happy Hour with Lito podcast. Man,
what's good, my people? What's going on with y'all? Welcome to Happy Hour with Lito. I'm your host today. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Niche Clothing for sponsoring this podcast. We're not going to keep y'all too long today. I honestly just wanted to give y'all, you know, I haven't been podding for a while. So I did the last pod that I did. I did do one, Mean a Guy, a couple weeks ago, and some things happened with the visual. I still have the audio, but I kind of, you know, I'm not that kind of podcaster where I want to release things that are not professional, you know what I mean? So, we're going to redo that one, me and her. I'm going to bring it back to y'all. This month is going to be all women. It's going to be all about International Women's Month. I got some great guests. I think I counted about four guests this month, three or four. But I wanted to highlight y'all because I just wanted to let y'all know what I've been up to, what's been going on in Lito's life, right? So I'll start with last year. I was doing my podcast with Imani Music. Shout out Imani Music of the Joe Budden podcast. He does that podcast on their Patreon, and also he does some with, you know, he comes on the regular pod as well every now and then to fill in for people. And so I was doing a podcast with Imani Music and Anthony Harrell. And around October, I got sick. I had chest pains real bad and everything like that. And, you know, everyone was, my wife was super duper, you know, worried. And so because of the chest pains that I had, basically what was happening was I went in and my blood pressure was super duper high, right? Sorry about that, y'all. blood pressure was super duper high. With that whole thing, with my blood pressure being high as it was, I ended up having to stay in the hospital for, I think I only, at that point, I only stayed for like a day. And then at the time, I had to get all kinds of treatment, you know, to try to get my blood pressure to go down. So, you know, as you could imagine, it was a very, very tough thing. But, you know, blood pressure, you know, take your medicine, stay up on your medicine, you should be fine. So I got out the hospital and I was good. I started to change up some of the things that I was eating and I was feeling good. Then November came and all of a sudden I just started feeling bad again, but it wasn't my blood pressure. My blood pressure was cool and I start feeling bad and, you know, I'm an asthmatic, but my asthma is seasonal, like seasonal allergies. So I was like, you know, maybe I'm having seasonal allergies right now, in November. And then I was like, I was having some trouble, little trouble breathing. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm just going to take, a breathing treatment, see how that does. I had an inhaler as well. Well, when I did that, it didn't help. And I didn't feel like myself. I remember that day I went over to my mother's house with my wife. And I was sitting over there and I just wasn't feeling like myself. So at that time, that Sunday came and I still wasn't feeling good. And I was feeling like real bad. And I told my wife, because we live literally right down the street from the hospital, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go get a breathing treatment from the hospital, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I'll be back probably within an hour or two. I told her, ain't no need for you to come down, because she was actually starting school. And I was like, you know what, there's no need for you to even come down, babe, because this is about to be something that, you know, I take care of. And, you know, basically, I'm telling her, like, don't worry about it, it's nothing. Well, I get to the emergency room. I'm in the parking lot. I get out the car, and I'm moving very slowly, right? And I'm like, whoa, like, this don't feel like asthma. And as I'm taking a step, each step that I take, it's like I'm winded. So at that point, I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. But God, you know what I mean? Like, get me through this. Get me in there. It took me to walk from the emergency room parking lot until the emergency room. It took me about probably 10 minutes. I mean, and this isn't a far walk. That's how winded I was getting. So I get in there. They take my vitals. They do everything. My wife isn't there yet. She told me she's coming. As soon as she gets there, they take me to do a CAT scan. They do a CAT scan, put this dye in, you know, in my IV. And next thing I know, they tell me that I have a pulmonary embolism, blood clots in my lungs. And they were so happy that I came in because, you know, of how deadly that is. And, you know, you talk about something being super scary. It most definitely was. Everything just start flashing before my eyes, y'all. I didn't know, you know, what to do. I couldn't believe it because I'm like, how, like, you know, for something like that to happen. You know, they say, like, the blood clot will start in your leg, but you'll feel like the pain, you know, in your legs. Like, and that pain is usually pain that's unbearable. You know, it's real, like, crazy, like, annoying pain. And I didn't remember having anything like that. So it was super duper just scary for me at that time, but I'm a believer, y'all, and I just prayed to God that, I knew my work on this earth is not done yet. You know what I mean? Plus, I just got married in 2021. Me and my wife, we want to have some children. You know what I mean? So I just knew, I'm like, my work isn't done. But the road to coming back to getting back to how I was, I'm still on that road. I'm probably about 85%, 90. It's a road where, I lost some lung tissue. I don't know how that works, as far as like gaining that back, but I was in the hospital for a week, and for most of it, I was sleeping because I was in so much pain. You know what I mean? So if anyone's a believer out there, I ask that keep your boy in prayer, as I continue to get better. But I feel today, I feel 100 times better, y'all. I'm feeling real good. I wanted to start recording, back recording in January. I think I did one in January, and I was still in recover mode. I feel way better now than I did in January. In January, I felt good, but I knew I wasn't back to myself yet. I'm about 90%, like I said, 85, 90% back to myself as far as like my health, how I feel and things like that. But it's still, doctors always say, like, just take it slow. I do take blood thinners and stuff, y'all. So, I have to do that for a while. However long I gotta do it. I want to do it because if it's gonna keep me here, there's nothing in this world that I will not take that that's gonna help me prolong life. I just, I'm thankful for that. Thank God for that. And but now we back, y'all. We back. Happy Hour with Lito is in full effect. I did start having some issues with Spectrum internet. Listen, y'all, if anybody has ever had Spectrum internet, like, you talk about, like, man, you know what? I don't even want to go there. But y'all know, like, if y'all have Spectrum or anything like that, sometimes Spectrum internet is like crazy. It's real popular here where I am. So, recently, the interview I did with Mina Guy, I actually said, you know what? I gotta redo that because it was choppy. It was some things that just wasn't happening ever before, going on. So, and I actually got to call them, today after this. But y'all, listen. I feel very blessed. I feel very good. Like I said, I got about three or four women that will I will be interviewing. One will be my wife for sure, and everything that she is doing for women. And that's gonna be a great podcast, y'all. You're not gonna want to miss that. I'm gonna read Mina Guy, who is a director, screenwriter. She does like horror movies. She's super duper dope. The other one is Crystal Percussion. You can look her up on Instagram, on TikTok. Her name is Crystal Percussion. She actually plays percussion instruments. So, and she's a school teacher as well. So she has a interesting story. We're going to unravel that. And I think I'm gonna do one more, but I'm gonna save that as a surprise for y'all for sure. We're gonna keep moving. Also, for those who have been keeping up with the Triangle Offense podcast, which is me, Imani, Imani Music. Watch, like I said, Imani Music from the Joe Budden podcast. Shout out to Joe Budden podcast, all of them. and Anthony Harrell from Brother. He used to be the lead singer of Brother. For those who have been asking, are we coming back for a second season? We'll see. That is something that we have been thinking about, is some ideas, being tossed around as to, you know, how we can reinvent the podcast, because it seems like everybody's doing the same type of podcast. I'm good with doing it however, you know, however we decide to do it. And then I'm also going to be a part of another podcast in reference to mental health, you know, men's mental health. So I'm excited about that. I don't want to talk too much about it yet, because we haven't, you know, decided on all of the particulars yet. But y'all know I'm an advocate for mental health, y'all. So I'm excited about new journeys. I'm excited about what God has prepared for myself. I'm excited about the direction I'm going in, y'all. Everything is just super dope right now. So I want you guys to stay blessed. I challenge all men, black men in particular, but I challenge all men to try therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because the world is cruel. You know, we need church, or, you know, some sort of spiritual, we need some sort of spiritual connection with the man above. We need to seek therapy, so we can learn how to cope with certain things in our lives that we just don't know how. And we need a spiritual bond with God Himself, so we can have some hope in our lives. I am a part of a Black men's wellness group. We meet every Thursday night via Zoom. That is something I'm happy about. Please share the podcast with your friends. Share it on social media. Share it on X, formerly known as Twitter. Share it on your Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube for me. Send me an invite on Instagram. It's Happy Hour with Lito Pod. I'm trying to get everything, you know, moving in the right direction, y'all. And I need to get my fans back, you know what I mean, listening. I need to get my fans back excited about, you know, the things that, you know, we were talking about previously. I got so many things happening this year. I have so many interviews coming up, you know, with people, you know, famous people, boxers, MMA, entertainers, comedians. I might try to go get a little bit of, interviewing. I go see Aries Spears this Saturday with my guys. You know, Aries is my homie. Him and Andy Steinberg, they both did my podcast. So I might try to get a little footage and put it up. But listen, y'all, everything is going in the right direction for Happy Hour with Lito podcast. This podcast will never end. Straight up. This podcast will always be here. I started this podcast because during COVID, I had a lot of anxiety and I felt like I needed to talk, you know, so I would talk to my wife at the same time. I would talk to y'all. So this podcast is moving in the right direction. And I'm happy. I'm happy I was able to do this today. And like I said, with my health, y'all just keep me in prayer. but I'm moving in the right direction. All right. This is Happy Hour with Lito. It's a lot coming up. Stay tuned. Appreciate y'all. And we out.
Lukey, let that shit bang, nigga. Hey, run that shit up, Chase.
Yeah, Zaytoven checking in with my partner, Travis Deshaun, with a banger, a smash. Okay then, going up, going crazy. It's on the flow. All gas, no brakes. Zaytoven said that.
I do this shit with no effort. Piss greatness on records. Stay flexed on my ex.
Baby, take me back.
Nah, Charlie, let it go. I gotta show him who's next. Track meeting for the money, running to them checks. Nigga, pay some bets. Bet I won't fall, barely slip.
Nope, not at all.
Tunnel vision with the glasses off. Toast to the life, cause we got it all. I just want bait, probably on them all. I don't see competition, so fuck them all. And I don't need reason to knock them off. See me so fly, yes, I'm fitted, so knock it off. I gotta get me a Grammy to show it off. Yeah, show the people I'm boss when I pull it off. Okay then. Prove the point that I made then. Told them all I'm amazing. Actions louder than words. I'm out to get what's deserved. Woo. Aim for the stars, I may hit the moon. We are not the same, I'm making power moves. Oh, you got the bag now?
Okay then.
Copping off the lot, bought a brand new drop.
Okay then.
Keyed up, jealous niggas just watch.
Okay then.
Running up a check, there's some diamonds on my neck.
Okay then.
Okay, 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 okay then.
Okay,
okay, okay, okay then.
Okay,
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 okay, okay then.
Okay,
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 okay then. Push button when I started up. Speed racer put metal to floor. Side bitch on the passenger. Main bitch on my phone saying come home.
Nope,
boss moves. Power up off of the mushrooms. One up. With this money, I'm greedy. Feed the piggy. Play at the plague. I'm needy. Run it up. Run. Baby, girl, need me. Girl, rearrange the guts. Yeah. Make it be selfish. You need to catch a bus. Yeah. After I bust, it's back to money, baby. I'll call you later and that be your maybe.
Ha!
Phone ringing, that's a mercy. Yeah. Asking for will, I say that I do. I play for keeps, so how about you? It don't matter the stakes, I'm not losing to you.
Ha!
Okay then, I do it bigger than giant.
Yeah.
Time of right, alignment. Her coochie wet from excitement.
Ooh.
Intimidation's no trifling.
Yeah.
Get out your feelings, get it bad. Take your focus off me because you mad.
Ooh.
Oh, you got the bag now?
Okay then.
Copping off the lot, bought a brand new drop.
Okay then.
Keyed up, jealous niggas just watch.
Okay then.
Running up a check, there's some diamonds on my neck.
Okay.